Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Great night for the NBA. Great night for the NBA. I watched the games, the two games on TNT with bated breath. First of all, you had the Milwaukee Bucks led by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Is this a commercial for the NBA?
I'm just speaking from my heart. It was great. If you like basketball, I don't know how you couldn't like what you saw last night. Giannis and Wembanyama, Victor Wembanyama, went at it. And Rob, one thing that was different was they were guarding each other for a good chunk. Like nowadays, you know, you don't really see a Steph and a Kyrie guarding each other. A LeBron and Durant, even in their heyday at times, guarding each other. You know, they went at it. They wanted each other's smoke. And then to cap it off, we're not going to really talk about this, but Nikola Jokic, 18-point comeback in the last 6 minutes against Golden State, and then he hits a 39-foot three-pointer at the buzzer, hands all up in his face.
Can't wait to talk about that later. I got thoughts on that.
Really? We weren't going to talk about it.
That's in the notes.
Oh, you must be one to talk. Okay, you want to talk about Golden State.
Not Golden State. We're going to talk about the shot.
About what?
The shot. Later
on. Oh, the shot. Oh, yeah. You're talking about with the 39 to 44 that he said? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Wembanyama, right? You asked me last night if you know, some of the – correct me if I'm mischaracterizing what you said. But kind of if some of the – shine is off Wimby. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely harder to watch because they're so bad. Yeah.
It still isn't hard. What's hard for me to watch when I watch the Spurs is the way I think they're misusing Wembanyama. So last night, Rob, Giannis goes for 44 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Great performance. In 40 minutes. Wimby, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 5 rejections, blocks for those that don't know. In 26 minutes, he got an ankle injury and he's on a freaking minutes restriction. It's the ankle. And if he can go out there and play against arguably the best player in the world for 26 minutes hard, why can't he do it for 34? Come on, man. But anyway, that's what's hard for me to watch with the Spurs. I want to see Wimby get the Michael Jordan rookie treatment, the LeBron James rookie treatment, the Shaquille O'Neal rookie treatment, where you let him play. But that's what's frustrating with me. I mean, the dude is bad, is what I'm saying. Last night, Robbie had several highlights. He had a play in the corner where Giannis is guarding him, and Giannis is a great defender, one of the best in the league. And he just threw a – he didn't even have the ball. Threw a couple of juke moves, got wide open under the basket for a dunk. He had a play where he threw the ball off the glass, caught it, and dunked it. He had a play where he went in transition, went behind the back to shake somebody. Not a dribble, but just went took the ball behind his back and then dunked on Brook Lopez in transition. And, of course, he had the play where he blocked Giannis's shot, which I don't know if anybody else in the NBA going to do that. But the dude's the truth. People jumped on me. And I never said, Robin, you know this, I never said he was definitely going to be better than Olajuwon and Durant and all that. What I said was last year before the draft was that with all of this hype, right, the hype was he's the best prospect in American sports history. And so I was like, with all of this hype, he has to be better than those guys. If he's not better than Olajuwon, who's one of the greatest of all time, with all of the hype, then it's a disappointment. And Durant, it's a disappointment. And from what I see right now, Rob, he will be. He will be.
I'm not convinced, to be honest. I got to say this. I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God.
I'm disappointed that he hasn't had a better or greater impact. How can you add Wemby to any team and be worse? That's what I don't understand. If he's that guy and he's a generational talent and he's a player that we've never seen and he's going to go down in the record books and the history books of the NBA, and yet his team has 5 wins in 34 games. That doesn't even make sense to me. Ain't no way the Spurs should be worse with Wemby. And I'm not saying, Chris, it's all on him, but if you're telling me it's got to be like we're waiting for other players to make the Spurs better? That doesn't even make sense. How are we waiting for other players to make them better? Nobody's saying they should be 500. Nobody's saying they should be in the mix for the playoffs. They should be better than they were a year ago when you have a guy putting up the numbers, doing the things that he's doing, that they should translate into some wins. Not 5-29. Here we are into 2024. And they're on pace to be one of the worst teams in NBA history. How? How can that guy be attached to that? They got a Hall of Fame coach. They got a franchise that's won nothing but champ. They've got a franchise that has history, a storied history of winning. And Wemby shows up, and they turn into, let's get in the lottery again and get another player because we're so terrible. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
How much have you watched of him?
I've watched bits and pieces. You know what I mean? I've watched a lot of highlights, and I've watched a couple of games. I don't watch every Spurs game. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But I've watched the highlights.
When you watch him play, I got to be honest, I don't see how you can come away with that thought. One, to answer your question, though, I think a big issue, I mean, I don't like the way they're handling him. That's one. But 29 minutes a game, that's all he's playing. I mean, when we look at the other, I mean, that's what I meant, Rob, when I was like, let's give him the Shaq treatment, the LeBron treatment, the Jordan treatment. I mean, because when they were rookies, they played 40 minutes. And he's getting 29. So that's a big issue. How he's not able, you can't impact the game as much in 29 minutes. It's just as simple as that. But I think – my philosophy in general, and I get it, 5-28 or whatever they are.
5-29, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredibly – incredible losing situation. It's not – you know, Jordan won 38 games as a rookie. You know, that wasn't great. He won
that's what we expect, 30-something, 35, you know what I mean.
5 wins. But my thing is that's not even that important to me. Because I'm watching the way the guy's playing. I don't hold rookies to a standard of winning. I don't hold, you know, really young players in general to a standard of winning. Because I don't expect them to step right into the league and, like, become great, great players that all of a sudden take their team, you know, to the top of the league or near the top of the league. Unless you already go to a team that's awesome. And so the kid just turned 20. Last night, he went, I mean, how many 20-year-olds are going to go mano a mano with, again, I don't think Giannis is the best player in the world, but some people do. But he's arguably the best player in the world. He went one-on-one with Giannis and lived to tell about it, so to speak. Like, I mean, he – in fact, Giannis, do you have any quotes from him, Rob G, quickly? Because Giannis was raving about him. I don't know if we could find the quotes. But, yeah, so let's get to the callers, hear what you guys think. I don't hold the Spurs record at all in any way, shape, or form against Wemby. I think the dude is showing us that he's going to be a great one. He's averaging 19, 10, and 3 blocks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The big game, I think it's probably the biggest game of the weekend. It is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. These are certainly two of the top 10 teams in the league. But one of them, Buffalo, despite being 10-6, might not make the playoffs. If they lose, they could miss the playoffs. They could lose and still get in if Pittsburgh or Jacksonville loses, but they're fighting for their playoff lives. If they want to control their own destiny, the Bills need to win. And I'll say this, Rob, if they miss the playoffs with a 10-7 record, when for the past several years you have been about winning the Super Bowl, when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, when your coach, Rob, put up a huge banner in the facility saying Super Bowl, that's our goal and that's where we're going, a picture of the trophy, and you don't even make the playoffs, and part of the reason, Rob, you wouldn't make the playoffs would be that you lost to the freaking Jets without Aaron Rodgers, that you lost to the New England Patriots. I mean, there's no excuses. And so, Rob, it is going to be devastating if Buffalo loses this game and misses the playoffs. So the question would be, who is most to blame? They all would be to blame to some degree. But would you be most on Sean McDermott, the coach, or Josh Allen, the quarterback?
It's McDermott. You could replace coaches. It's hard to replace quarterbacks. You know, when you think about where they were, well, how many seconds were left in Kansas City? 13, 18? What was
it? 13.
13 seconds. Like, that changed the whole franchise. They were 13 seconds away. If they, I don't know, Chris, squib kicked it.
I was going to say, that's the first thing.
First thing, squib kick it. 8 seconds go off, Chris. Yep. 8 or 9. Squib kick it. You don't kick it to the person to return it. Doesn't even make sense. Like, what? Who's coaching? I'm not even a football coach. Come on, Chris.
They thought, Rob, I think they thought, like many casual football fans would think, man, 13, say, it's over. I mean,
it ain't never over.
I'm not absolving them, because that's why you get paid.
Right. You're
supposed to think beyond the casual.
Chris,
you know what I'm saying? Most people think, I'm 13 seconds, it's over.
Just like
if you're a football coach, you're not supposed to think that way.
Shanahan, Chris, when the Falcons choked down that Super Bowl.
Yep.
They're in field goal range, kick a field goal, you're up by 11, Tom Brady can't beat you. Chris, go back and rewatch the game where they're taking a snap with time left on the clock. The play clock. Yep. Like, you're supposed to run it down all the way, Chris, every single down, right?
Yep.
So that
when
you
you're
leave,
in that situation,
so that
absolutely.
You leave less and less yep. time for Tom Brady to march the ball down. What part don't they get? But anyway, it's McDermott, Chris. It just is. There's no way this team, you already brought it up, starting with that Jets game. Really, this team ain't making the playoffs? It went to that? I'm sorry. I know we just gave you a new contract. They letting coaches go every day, Chris, with contracts. I mean, Josh McDaniels had 4 years left, Chris. Bye. We'll write you a check. Yeah. Bye. Once you realize a guy, you just have to make a change. And here's the other scary part. As you know, the windows close quickly. And like I told you before the season, I remember I picked them as a wild card, but I told you I did not like the way they were trending. I said I was out on Buffalo. Didn't I tell you that? I'm out on Buffalo.
Well, you weren't that out because you picked them to make the playoffs.
No, but I said that I don't have them. I want to go back.
You did say you were out. No, you said you were down on them, but you still picked them to make the playoffs.
Right, yeah. But I said I was out on Buffalo like to winning a championship. I just, this group, this team. But anyway, McDermott is the one. They lose this game, and they don't make they don't get in at all, make the play. I think they'll fire
Rob if they and look, we don't take pleasure in firing coaches.
No.
And it's interesting, Rob, because you hear people all the time that do what we do say, I don't like firing coaches, or I won't fire. Well, but you don't mind dogging players.
I know.
Mind criticizing players not doing a good job.
Right, and they get cut, and they get their livelihoods taken away from them.
They got to get rid of him, right.
Exactly, but they don't feel it's the same thing, and I agree. And those are the same guys, Chris, who will sit there and talk about how great a coach is. You know what I mean? And what he did. Oh, I got to have that guy as my coach. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, so it's just what he does well? Come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
We're not up here, whether it's a player or a coach, trying to take anybody's livelihood. None of this has to do with personality, whether we like a guy or not. I like Doc Rivers, Rob. I cover Doc. I mean, all the time I cover
Who
the NBA.
Doesn't like Doc Rivers?
Right.
That doesn't mean that when they choke with the Clippers.
But we called it out, right? We called it like it was.
Yes. And you know what?
So,
if Doc is mad or Chris, we just have to live with it.
Right?
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I'll say this, and I think you probably would say the same thing, Rob. I got a bunch of great friends, and I want to make more friends. But if I don't make another friend for the rest of my life, I'm still blessed and got plenty of friends. I mean, I don't, you know, like, we got to tell the truth.
What would be the purpose of being on the radio, Chris, and doing this show? Seriously, if we're going to sit here and glad hand, I know people do it and try to skate for years or whatever, and they don't want to, no, really, and they don't want to upset the apple cart, and let me just try to stay below the fray, Chris, and not get anybody.
Make
you can't.
My money.
Yeah, you can't live that life. I'm telling you, you just can't.
Nah, you just got to tell it like it
just
is.
Just tell it like it is, and if people don't like it, they don't like it.
It's nothing against Sean McDermott or anything.
Because I don't know about
and
you.
I'll say this too. I think he's a good football coach.
Yeah, but it just didn't, didn't happen.
Just time.
With, right.
If they now look, if they go on a nice little run, then
different.
Maybe things will change. But he is. Rob, I've said this many times when I've talked about him. He did an excellent job of turning that team into a perennial playoff team. They had not been that for nearly two decades before he got there. And so he did a good job with that. And I think if he loses this job, he will get another head coaching job again. I'm not saying right away necessarily, but he will be a head coach again, I firmly believe. And I think that's fine. I think he should be. But if they don't make the playoffs, or Rob, honestly, to me, they have to do more than just make the playoffs for him to keep his job. Because I think the culture there is bad. And it might, whether it's his fault or not, I mean, he is the leader. You set the tone. But, Rob, they just are stale. They just, you know, it just, something's not right there. And a lot of times it's you need a new voice. You need a new voice, and that. So I think I'm with you on that. Sean McDermott will be the one whose head would roll. As far as Josh Allen, Rob, to me, I would not make a broad, overarching statement about Josh Allen. I wouldn't be like, oh, he's not a great player. He's still a great player. I wouldn't be like, oh, he's not a top quarterback. He's still a top quarterback. I wouldn't think, oh, you can't win with him. You can't win a Super Bowl with him. No, I think they could going forward. We'll see. I will just be like, dude had a down year. Not a horrible year. His passing numbers were down almost across the board. Not completion percentage, he was up, but everything else was down. But his running, obviously 15 touchdowns, that's an NFL record along with Jalen Hurts for a quarterback. So he had a little bit of a down year, but I think they need a new coach. They need a new culture, preferably an offensive coach for him. And, you know, they need to add some new players, get rid of some old players and things like that. But, Rob, to me, it wouldn't be like, oh, this dude's not as good as we've thought he was. Because, Tom Brady, after he won his first Super Bowl, didn't make the playoffs the next year. I get it. He wasn't Tom Brady yet. Okay, but still. Rob, a lot of people feel like once you make the playoffs, if you're a great player, once you break that threshold – and you're in your prime, you should make the playoffs every year.
Nah,
essentially. No.
There are things
Peyton
that happen.
Peyton Manning, Rob, you know Peyton Manning, after they made the playoffs the first 2 years, went 6-10 and missed them. John Elway, who Vic Fangio compared Josh Allen to, went to the two Super Bowls, which didn't go well for him. It was horrible in the second one. And then missed the playoffs completely. Went back to the Super Bowl the next year. Then missed the playoffs completely. So this, to me, Rob, it's unfortunate, it's bad, but it's not going to make me think, oh, he really isn't that good of a player.
No, this is not an indictment. This is not a referendum, Chris, on
right.
Josh Allen. That's not what this is. And it could be a bad year, and they could miss the playoffs, and no one's going to say, look, you got to find a new quarterback. But this is a referendum on that whole organization, on the coach. And they have to come hella high water, Chris, make the playoffs. They just have to because this is when you are supposed to be in the mix and you don't even make the playoffs and you could go back to a couple of games that you should have won, that you lost. This should have been an easy ride. When Aaron Rodgers goes down, if you lost game one, Aaron Rodgers played the Jets and 9-11, Chris, and he comes out with the flag. Okay.
Right.
All right. You lost to Aaron Rodgers in New Jersey. That's not the end of the world.
Yep.
He gets hurt four plays in, four snaps in. You can't beat that team. Oh,
that
man.
That was bad.
And they had four turnovers. Remember, Josh had four turnovers.
Yeah, he was horrible. Rob, that would cost you the playoffs.
Yep, that's the game right there.
That would have cost you the playoffs. And, again, you lose to the Patriots, too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Nothing better than poking fun at guys who might lose their job. Hit the music, Alex. That's right.
Remember,
Black
it's
Monday
not about that.
On is upon us.
Rob, every Monday is Black Monday.
That's right. Every Monday is Black Monday.
Three teams already have vacancies right now. Panthers, Raiders, Chargers. Who will be next? I'm going to go down the list on who I think most likely to least likely. So let's get started. Ron Rivera with the Commanders. Rob, Monday, is he the coach? Yay or nay?
Nay, he will not. N-O-T be the coach.
I agree with Rob. It's look, Ron Rivera. Great man by everybody's, you know, account, but no, he won't be the coach.
Rob G, if I say adios, is that racist?
No, that's fine. I'll allow it today.
Okay.
I'm feeling generous.
That's got to be racist.
We're doing a Black Monday segment. I'd be disingenuous if I took offense to that. All right. Number two, Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots. Chris, is he the coach on Monday? Yay or nay?
Well, he will be on Monday, I think, but I think eventually he'll be out of there. I don't see it as a firing. I think a mutual party of the ways or a trade. Again, I stand by, you can't fire Bill Belichick. You can say, we don't want you to be the GM. He's like, well, I'm out of here if that's the case. And then you work on the trade. But I don't think he'll coach him next year.
He will, yeah. He will not be fired on Monday. They will figure it out. But he will not be fired on Monday.
You think he coaches him next year?
I think he coaches them next year.
Wow.
I think that he
growing sentiment.
He gives into what ownership wants, Chris, to stay put.
Wow. Okay.
All right, next on the list, Arthur Smith of the Atlanta Falcons, Rob Parker. He's coaching on Monday. Yay or nay?
Arthur Smith, is he the coach? Yeah, he should be fired. Yeah,
I know his name.
They still might make the playoffs.
Nah, I don't know.
They got a shot.
That's a nondescript bad team. They've had a lot of bad games. I don't know. I don't know who they are, what they're doing, Chris, what they're trying to do there. If I could upgrade and find somebody else, Arthur Smith, Arthur Blank, get rid of Arthur Smith. How's that?
They got a lot of talent, I think, that just hasn't reached its potential. What they don't have is a quarterback, and it's tough to win without a quarterback. But, and some might say, look, I think Justin Fields could be there next year. And would you want to give Arthur Smith a shot with Justin Fields? I hear you on that. However, if I'm them, I'm saying give me Eric Bieniemy and Justin Fields.
Speaking of Justin Fields, Matt Eberflus with the Bears, Chris, yay or nay? Is he there on Monday?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think he's definitely there Monday. Whether or not he should be.
No, he's out on Monday.
You think he's out on Monday? They've had a nice little stretch. They're going to beat the Packers.
They beat the Packers. They haven't beaten the Packers in Green Bay since 2018. I know no Aaron Rodgers there, and owned the Bears. Say, yeah,
there's
that's
a guy
true.
In there named Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
All right, last two quickly, Rob. Mike Vrabel and the Titans. He's there on Monday.
He's there on Monday, yes. He's
definitely
there on Monday.
Yeah, they're not firing Vrabel.
All right, last one. We're going to end the hour the way we started it. Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills. Chris, is he there on Monday?
He's there Monday because I think they're going to beat Miami.
I say he's out after they lose a heartbreaker.
Wow, okay.
They going wide left again, Rob?
Yes. Wide left.
Uh-oh.
All right, there you have it.
Rob G., nice job.
Black Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. I was going to say something, but I
don't say it, Chris.
Don't say
can
it,
we
Chris.
Keep the show? It's the weekend.
Don't
can I have a job?
You're fired. I always
can
thought
I have a job
was going to be
Monday?
Rob that gets fired,
you
but
always
might
say
be Chris.
Right. You know, Rob G., what was the over-under how many years before I got fired from the show?
Oh, it was like
show?
2.5?
We're in the year the 6.
But you've lasted 10 years before, right, Rob? At a radio
yes.
Okay. You had a 10-year radio show?
Yes, out of 10 at 3 different stations.
Oh, was it the same show?
Same show, but 3 different stations.
And now every one of them was called the Odd Couple.
No.
I feel used.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.